Hi, this is Eric.
Hey Eric, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. Is it a better time to talk now?
Yep, absolutely. I got a couple of minutes.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, I'm going to be here for another about 15-20 minutes as well. So I see here you were interested in some of our maybe your working capital programs here. We just received your web application. Just wanted to maybe have a quick conversation with you, just kind of see what you're maybe looking to do with the business and how we might be able to help you.
Well, I mean, at this point, to be completely honest with you, I have a couple of positions out. So what I'm looking to do is use funds for partial consolidation on some of the stuff that's out.
I see. What is it that you have?
I want to be transparent with you about this. So right now I have a little over three out, 300.
Okay.
And I had a stack because it was just difficult to get somebody to do it the way it needed to be done. Of course, the business is a little over 2 years old.
Okay, so it's fairly new.
So it's fairly new, but revenues are over $2 million. This year we're probably going to do about 2.5 to 2.7.
Okay, and what did you say you did last year?
A little over $2
million. Okay.
You know, our bank statements look strong.
Okay. And what are we consolidating here? Is this just some like credit cards debt? Is this a few like working capital loans you took out previously?
Yeah, a couple of the working capital loans.
I see. Who are the loans there that you took out?
I've got one with CapFusion, which I would like to leave in place because it's a long-term one. It's still got quite a few months. It's going till February, and it started in May, so that was a long one. That one's fine. But I wanted to consolidate some of these smaller ones with Yellowstone, Richmond, and Cap, I think they're called Cap Assist.
Okay. So with the long-term one, I'm assuming that one's a larger amount there?
Yeah, that one's a larger amount.
And is that included in the $300K that you had?
Yes.
Okay. And so as far as that's concerned on the Yellowstone, the Ridgepoint, those ones, what do you know what the balances there are on those ones?
I can get the individual balances for you. I'm out of the office now. I'm in New York, so it's 6:15 now, so I left the office a little while ago. But I can email you. If you send me an email, I can email you all the balances and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have the email down. It's Eric, E-R-I-C, at NMSOOH.com.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so what we can do is I can send you an email there. That way we can kind of see the situation there. What is it that you guys do there for the business, if you don't mind me asking?
We're an advertising vendor. So we handle advertising events. We run advertising for clients, essentially.
I gotcha. And how long ago did you get into this industry? Is this something you recently got into?
I've been in this industry for 12 years.
Okay, so you're quite familiar with it?
Yeah, I bought out my business partner 2 years ago. I had a reform under a new business name. I took all the clients with me. I've grown the client base. So I've taken all the clients with me. He took whatever was left in way of, you know, assets and stuff like that. I opened up, you know, the business. I kept the name National Media Services as a DBA. And,
okay.
You know, I've just been very successful as I was before, but it cost me a lot to buy him out. It cost me almost everything I had to buy him out.
Wow. Okay. And how long, you said the buyout was about 2 years ago?
Buyout's 2 years ago, yeah.
Okay. And so as far as this consolidation, was this something that you were looking to do now? Did you want to look at this a few weeks or months from now? What was the kind of time?
No, I mean, I was hoping to do something now, but I kind of got the impression, based on where I'm at right now with the stacks, that you may not be able to help me. And I just want to be transparent about it. I get that. And if you can't help me, it's cool. We can revisit it later on down the line.
Yeah.
I know a bank isn't going to touch me.
Yeah.
I'm not 5 years old. I'm not five years old. And you know what? I have a great relationship with Chase.
I see.
Before we before we decided to part ways, before my business partner and I parted ways, because he's in a completely different industry altogether. He's a lawyer. But before he and I parted ways, I mean, I had credit lines of $300,000 and $400,000 with American Express. I had, you know, tons of credit with Chase. But when we split, they looked at me as a new business now, and all that went away.
Yeah, I mean, it's a super unfortunate that that's the way the process works. But what was the reason there for buying your partner out? You just wanted it all to yourself, or was
he was constantly on me that we were generating too much income. It's going to hurt his taxes. He wanted his tax returns his tax return adjusted. It was too much. He wanted it as a tax shelter. He didn't expect it to make the money it made. He's a rich guy. He wanted it as a tax shelter.
I see. You were in it for the business, and he was in for the write-off, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha. Well, you know, with the stacking situation here, what I would actually like to do before I even get a bunch of information there as far as getting you approval, if you have access to the current balances there, I'd like to at least just show that to my underwriters and see if there's something that we can work with before we run credit or do anything like that. I'd like to just get a better picture for where you're at and see if there is something that we can help you out with. Because if you are close to paying those balances off...
I'm not. I'll be honest with you, I'm not.
Okay.
They're high interest.
Okay. And are they, what kind of term lengths did you get on those? Are they pretty short?
Yeah, they're very short.
Okay. Well, what we can do here is I'll get an email going, and I'll put a list there of what I would need. For now, I think we'll just start with the balances there. If you can shoot those over, are you going to be in the office tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be in the office all day tomorrow.
Okay. If you can try and find the balances there for the current loans you do have and send those over, what I can do is just take those over to underwriting, kind of explain your situation, see if there is a possibility of some sort of consolidation maybe third or fourth position there. I don't know if that's something you would even be interested in, but just to kind of see what options we do.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to do another position, that's fine, as long as it's, you know, something decent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would then use that, whatever money you would give me, I would definitely knock out one of the positions. You would take basically it would just be flip-flopping, maybe.
Replacing.
If it was big enough, you could replace, if it was a big enough term with you guys and a big enough situation, or maybe a longer term with you guys, a good enough situation, I would knock out some of those.
And when you originally brought those loans on, were they to pay off the partner there, or did you have a project that you were using that for? What was the original reason?
No, it's for our projects, for our businesses, for our business stuff.
I see. A lot of upfront costs there?
Unbelievable. And also, you know, very slow pay on clients.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We actually partnered with a company called Blue Line. Are you familiar with them?
No. You said Blue Line?
Blue Line's been able to help us out a little bit with cash flow, so that's a good thing. It keeps our cash flow good, so it helps us that way. But, before Blue Line, it was really slim pickings, and that's how we got to this point. That's how we got into this position.
I gotcha. Well, what I'll do, like I said, I'll get this email going right now. Let's just kind of start off with some small stuff here before I start asking a bunch some paperwork and you filling out personal stuff. Before we get involved in that, let's just see if there is an opportunity to help you out. But what I'll do, I'll get the email going. If you can send me over those balances tomorrow, we'll just kind of start there, and I'll work with underwriting to see what we might be able to do for you.
Okay, great.
All right, Eric. It was good talking to you.
Whatever you need.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.